Okay, so we are going to continue our shu'urim on Otto Chaim, but before that we decided to make a few hagdomas, partially just to remind ourselves of the basic basics of Chochmas Kabbalah, and we'll see how long we have to continue these hagdomas, and then we'll jump into the actual sefer and see how these hagdomas have helped us. Okay, the first thing to know, so last time we met, we learned about the Hagdoma of the Macho. We saw Taggad as a Chiyuv, according to all the Mekubalim, there's a Chiyuv Gomel that you should misasik Chotch Ashlish of your day in Chochmas Kabbalah. The Pnim is a Kabbalah, and according to Ramchal, it's the Iker the Limud. We're not mechunich that way in our yeshivas and so on and so forth, but it's interesting to see the way that the Mekubalim take this very seriously, and they hold that as the Chiyuv Goma, with no Pturim, and that Kachim with Galgil. You come back, noch Galgil, until you start Nis Asik in Pnimis HaTorah. But now we're going to be learning about more the essence of what is Chochmas Kabbalah, all the elements put together. Now, we understand there was two stages in the Chochmas Kabbalah. There was a stage where there was Ramak, he was Shoilet on the world of Kabbalah. He published a sefer called Parvis Chavmonim, which is Malakid all the Rishonim before him, all the Chochmas Kabbalah that there was until his day. And they learned everything of Chochmas Kabbalah called the Tohu. They learned something called the Tohu. Because the central theme in Kabbalah is the Shrius Malachim. Central, that's the whole avoid and all the Kabbalahs, and all the Kabbalah is built basically on a theme of the Shrius Malachim. After that period, which we haven't explained, but after that period of Shrius Malachim, then it's called the period of Tikkun. So we have Tohu, the Shvira, and then we have Tikkun. So the Ramak and all the others before him, we're talking about the Ramban and the Raivid and so on and so forth, all the Gedolim and Kabbalim all learned until the Tohu and the Shriya. And the Ariza came along and started learning about the Tikkun. That is the basic chiluk between the Ramak and the Ariza. And what the Ariza did, he brought along and took out from the Sefer Zohar a Musa called Paltzuf. Now, it's not Stama Musig, it's the entire reality that we live in, and all the realities is based on what he called Paltzuf. It's not Stama Klal, it's everything that makes everything work is called Paltzuf as well. Now, it's interesting that in the Sefer Chizyonis, this is a Sefer Chizyonis from the Rav Chaim Vital, he wrote quite a thick Sefer, wrote all his dreams. All the dreams that he has with, it goes in different years, and in the year Shin Lamed Gimel, Rosh Chodesh Cheshvan, he writes like this, Acher Shlosha Chodoshin Shnifta Mori, my Rebbe, which is the Arizal, died, Re'itin, you have to understand, Malchol learned by the Ramak for most of his time, and then he learned a year and 10 months by the Arizal. He says, but after began, he calls him his Mori. Re'iti becholom hara Moshe kol dover ozatzam. But Pesach chevras tamu told him shebetzvas. I saw him; he was sitting there by in the yeshiva, like we used to see him. And he says Rav Chaim Vital, he should be asov, and he made him swear sheyagid li ha'emes be'in an oifen ha'limud chokhmas ha'kabbalah ba'olam ha'neshama. So we explain this two different of limudim tohu tikkun. And he asked him, I'm confused now. What is Taka? What are the in the Lamas and the Shamas? What are they actually learning? Imhu al pi darko, that means the Ramak, or der Morizav, or is it al pi der Ariza Tikkun Parzufim? Vomeli shtei drochim emes, the both emes. Omer daki hi al der pshat. Ramak says mine is al der pshat. Ela maschilim bechokhmazu. That's a good way to start. V'dere Rabecha, which is the Arizal, he pinimis ve'ikris. V'gam ani ata lemale ani eini lomad ela v'dere Rabecha. And what am I learning now? Only the derech of the Arizal. So, Taki, just to show you how important it is, and the moshe they give is between shutvim and a tzibur. Now, what does that mean? A shutif means you're both balim on various things. Yeah, you have a few pieces of land and you have a few balim. Each one owns a land. Mashin ken, a tzibur is a pshat that we all own it together. Betzim, we're considered the one entity, Betzim. Yeah?
Company, yeah.
We all mishtatif. We buy shares in the company, but we own the entirety of the company, each and every one of us. That is the difference between the way that a Makus learning, who's learning that the spheres, and spheres is the basics of all things, the building blocks of all things. He was learning them individual. A chokhma, a kesa, a bina, a chesed, defining each one, working each one individually, and the Arizal put the whole thing together. He learned the soul, the pasuv, which is Eses Spheres. The entirety of Eses Spheres makes one pasuv. Atke Nekach, then he learned that if you learn one sphere by itself, and you take one sphere by itself, it's a dead entity. You can't just look at one sphere. To make things work, you need all Eses Spheres together. And the Ramchal gives a marshal. It gives a marshal of a behemoth. A behemoth, for example, a horse. If you see a horse which is dead, and his parts are lined up all over you, his head and his legs and his arms, when you look at that whole tumuna in front of you, you don't say that I have a horse in front of me. You have a piece of a behemoth. Horse's pshat is a living entity. It's more than the totality of the sum of its parts. It's a yubriri, beri bifnasa. You put them all back together. You reverse time, you put all the limbs back together, you have a new entity called a horse. It's a neshama, a takapriz. It's much more than just, you know, gluing the pieces together. You won't come out to be a horse. You just have pieces of a limb tucked together. That is the difference of partsuf, learning there of partsuf, and learning there of spheres. That's why the chokhmah of chokhmah, the Kabbalah, is faket to nigla. Nigla be'etzim is what we do in nigla. We nigla every single nikudu we me'ayin, we mefarid. We use our bina, we use our logic, we mefarid ze betoch ze, and each one, how do you miyashiv stilas? You say he's talking about this thing, he's talking about this thing. In chokhmah zem is a pumfaket miyachid everything. Everything is a yichud gomel. There's no such thing as a steel, there's no such thing as a chloikis, there's no such thing as anything not stimming. Shnei dinim doesn't exist. All din echad. All pechlal, the parts of this entity that we'll be learning, this system.
Is that a chiluk between toyu and tikkun?
Yeah.
Toyu, what's called toyu, she's chilukim, and right. Tikkun is doing.
Now, by saying that, that's a, if you really think into that statement, that's a phenomenal statement to say that everything is bechlal, this part of, because the problem is eventually you'll find the volume hefechim in this part of, right? Eishumayim, how can you put these two things together? You know, that is a major problem. We'll find the sphere of chesed is works in one particular way, and din is completely forget. So, how can you say everything is a yichud b'chlal? Eino levada means everything is one thing, yichud gomel. But how do you stim all the different chilukim that we see, the different koichas? How can you see everything as one thing? Koch ha-paltzuf, meaning looking at it as a klaliistic zach, one zach. How can that be? And that's what the Chochmas Em is coming to teach us. This new insight, this new look, this cook, to look at everything as one da. Eino levon. One yichud gomel. There's no shnei dinim. Right. In the other rabba, by looking at it this way, you learn that the two hefechim that you looked very paradoxical. How can you put two things together? Actually, they build themselves the patsif. Without any of them, then you don't have a patsif shalom. You have to include all things together.
That's in Katari Kodesh, it's also like that. Because if you only take Elichol Shemesh Bodin, Donan Erechaim, so it also, the Torah is sent to me, it's all one thing, but you have to look at each individual thing, and then, but the two together, I mean, the whole thing together brings the whole Torah.
Yeah.
So what's Neschadosh? Neschadosh is half
of the Torah. I'm not Neschadosh anything, I'm just saying.
What did they think, and what did they...
I'm just saying, how do you go about learning up a zach, a sugya, a Torah, the veld, the reality, the metzias of the world, everything? How do you go up learning it? Do you look at every different parts and parts, and things don't stim together? You say shtei dinim. This is a zach, this is a mitzvah, and that's this is why this is happening, or this is that, that's why they don't stim together bechlal, and you don't see the yichud together. Or you say, no, everything is taka working simultaneously in a harmonious way, and everything is one zach.
All
sugyas are one zach, saying the exact same thing in different ways. Okay, and again, the shaila is, how do you up-learn? So it's not, Torah, this and that. I'm saying everything with Chloe is in this state. And, Shadis, we find a lot of paradoxical things in the world. In Torah, in Zach, in Sfiras, and whatever you want. There's always Dova Hefechim. So how do you stem them together? Another Rabbah. If you don't have the Dova Hafuch, then this is not a Dova Shalom. It's not a Dova Shalom. Yeah. Okay. So, let's start with a moshul to understand this. The moshul of a bais. Okay, like we said, the building blocks, not really building blocks, be'etzim, but the spheres are considered to be as kelim, from which the Eibishter, when he wants to send a message or send a signal or a hashpah or whatnot, he filters it through these various filters called spheres. Let me just bring Maktim something, a very strange statement. It's going to sound to you very strange, but it's emes and it's mukubal by all the mukubalim from all generations, from the Rishonim down to today, obviously, that when we speak about Kabbalah, a Kabbalah is a limud to describe what is there. What do we see in front of us? To explain how the anhagas happen, how the shefa comes, how we connect to the Eibishter. But you understand that the Kabbalah that we're learning has nothing, does not describe at all or speak about at all the Eibishter. Strange statement. You think that Kabbalah, this is the Heiliger Limud, the spiritual Limud. Oh, it's cool with the Eibishter. That's true in one aspect. But Mitzlanacha, the Zohar says, Leis Machshova Hasoga Klo. You can't be massive the Eibishter. That is the Atzmus of the Eibishter, as we call it, the Atzmus of the Eibishter, we are not talking about whatsoever. So when we speak about spheres, when we speak about anything that we're going to speak about, in Kabbalah, anything that Rizal speaks about is not referring to the Atzmus of the Kodesh Baruch Hu. That is hidden from us, that Ein Hasoga Klum, Ein Hasoga Klum Bechlal, and anything anybody tries to figure something out is just going the wrong way Bechlal, because we have no information. And it's just not given to us. And that is not what Bechalat, what the Limb was talking about. We're talking more of the rays of the sun. We're not talking the actual sun, what it's made out of, and all the constructs there. There's no spheres, there's no patsufim, there's nothing there about the Vayimish. It's kulo, nela mineno. There's no even words that we can attach to Bechalat that we can come close to defining. So again, I just stress this point, that we speak about things, and one of the words you'll find is called the Ein Sof Baruch Hu. Ein Sof Baruch Hu, a lot of people make this mistake, they think that's talking about the Eibishter. Agav, we say Baruch Hu, but you understand, that's a creation of the Eibishter. Okay? Anything I'm trying to tell you today is nothing less, let me delay, I did not make up anything, I'll show you everything in writing if you want. But this is Mekubal, that it's so close to the Eibishter that we call it Baruch Hu. But Vaita, it's a construct, it's more the rays. It's a study of what's there. It's not talking about the Atzmus whatsoever. When it came time to create the world, I'm not talking about our world, the world, let's call it that, the spiritual world, the construct that we live in. Right, the mitzvahs that we live in, all the universes, and they're finding more and more universes, and ad ensof, infinity they're finding. When he started when he decided to create such a mitzvahs, I'm just using the Loshon of Etz Chaim, when he decided to, he Olal Machshava. We'll see what that means exactly. But that refers to placing Hashpa in a sphere called Kesef. Kesef. It's one of the first, that is the first sphere. Kesef is something you put on your head, it's not actually part of the Patsuf, it's actually something which is above, hovering above the actual Patsuf. That is the Rayon, the idea Shavo. Okay? So we said we're going to give you the example of building a house. When you build a house, first thing, you have to think about it. Do I want to build a house? Do I don't want to build a house? Yes, you do want to build a house. It goes into your keser. It goes in such a sphere called keser. Then you want more details. You want more understanding of how you're going to build the house. You want a closer look at what you're going to be building. That's chokhmah. You see the whole tumun. You see, you imagine the house in your mind, how it's going to build. Oh, it's going to be this high, that high. Nothing exact, but you more or less know where you're going to build it, how much it's going to cost you, and the size, and so on and so forth. Then you get into more detail. That's Bina. Bina is, the pshat is you start, okay, now the maisa. How will I go about doing this? I want such and such more rooms. I want so and so many poilin to help me work, and there's where am I going to get them from, and how am I going to arrange the money, and so on and so forth. It gets more and more in detail. Okay? So you start focusing on the details. Chokhmah, you focused on the klal, the whole house. Bina, you focused on the details. And then the das is a nizuk, a tziruk between the chokhmah and bina. You bring all that koichas of chokhmah and all the koichas of bina, the klal and the pchat together, and you put it in a place called das.
So the old machshava over there.
All in machshava, yes. All in machshava, right. So that das, for example, is going to be the blueprints. Now you have a piece of paper, you have all the details, you have the big picture, and also you have all the rooms, all details, all the sizes, and you know exactly where the money's going to come from, which worker is going to come. Everything is down to the last detail. B'machshava. That's called the mochim. Very important lashon yisrael, mochim. Because we're dealing with the moach. The moch. Right side of the brain, left side of the brain, and also the back of the brain. Back, or the middle. The das, shavu. There's a few das. Everyone das, tachton. That synthesizes the moach. From the machshav, the keser, it goes down into the moach yamin, moach small, and finally into the das. Now, the das is crucial, we'll see in a minute. We'll get back to das. Now you take it more lemaisa. Okay, more lemaisa. Now you want to start building the house. So you do a chesed. You work with midas of chesed. Meaning, midas of chesed doesn't mean just kindness and so on and so forth. It does take it, but it's more than that. Midas of chesed, it's kav yamin, it means hashpah. To be mashpia, to be kumvase, to go and start doing things. But, on a shir, chesed is a pshah, you don't stop. Chesed is that kula chesed, you mamish, and so chesed. Well, that's the avshay. Kula chesed. Mashe and kev, kav small is always the kav that holds back. That's all, to hold back things. That's gvur. It's koach. Chesed is poshu, just give. So let go of things, you let the... You undo the bottle and you turn upside down, it just goes by itself. To hold it back, you need a gevurah, you need a keli, you need a restraint there. But gevurah is no good either. Too much giving and too much holding back won't get you very far. Too much giving is complete potential, but no actualization. You run out of materials, you won't complete your project. Holding back also, nothing will get off the ground. So what do? You have a mizug again of tiferes. Tiferes. Translated as beauty or harmony, harmonizes both koichas. So you know exactly how much to give and how much to hold back and to manipulate these two forces. That is done by the tiferes that gives you a perfect mizug of the stage of pa'ula. First stage, the first kachabd, we said, keter chokhma bina das, or chabad. Sometimes we include keser and sometimes we include das. We don't often, very, very rarely can include both of them, because the Mishnah in Sefer Yetzirah says we only have 10 spheres. Esef v'lo achadisre, esef v'lo tesha. We only always work with a partzuf of 10. Partzuf, let me define it while I'm speaking about it. Partzuf is esef spheres. And again, we said partzuf of this prat is not only esef spheres, not only limbs of an animal, it's greater than the sum parts of its whole. Alright? It's greater than all that. It becomes a new entity with Natsmo. So again, you have the Chochma Bina Das. That's the mochin, the machshava. You put it on paper, you put it on das. And then finally you have the pu'ula, that's the chokhma bina v'das.
Can you explain me this machshava why?
Sorry, chesed gvot tiferes.
Why chesed and das can be, it's one or the other?
Because it's just it's a reflection of the, they're both basically doing the same thing. So das is a chitsoinius of chesed. We'll get into more details, more. We'll see how it works later on.
When you sit the
that is more movla. It's not a double. It's not a double bepoel. Something just happens being better. The emes, it doesn't really do anything. It just collects the koyches of chokhma bina. That's why it doesn't have any koyches for diknasa. Not the, any of the skills of course. It's called the eivshter, but some of them do pulls and some of them don't do pulls. Right?
When you say mitzvahs as a mizuk, it doesn't necessarily mean yom shdesut. It's the same on chesed, the same on gevurah. Like 50-50, it can be. I'm more chesed, a bit less
gevurah. I mean, see that, yeah. You can't always have something 50-50. Sometimes you have to give it a bit more. And there's times for chesed, and there's times for gevurah. So it never really... That's all mitzad the mekabel. Sorry. That's all mitzad the mashpia. Okay? The builder. The kabbalah. The kabbalah has to makshiv, have everything in the yediyah. Then he has to take go of the poah. But the mashpia has to have bedas the makabel. You see what I mean? Meaning that when you build it, the kabbalah is building a house. He's not only building it for himself; he's building it for a person. There's a buyer there, so he has to have the das. I'm building for this person. So how did taka this person want that? I build out the general. You know, there's two floors and there's going to be four rooms. Two on the top, two on the bottom, but how big are the room exactly? And how, what are the shapes? Does the coiner actually want all this? And does he want a backyard? Does he want a basement? Does he want to add anything? So therefore, the machshava, the mashpia, has to have the machshava of the mekabel. I'll give you another example. For example, a magid shir, giving a shir. He knows the sugi well. He knows the taka very, very well, and he knows all the ksois and the sivuses and the rabchams and so on and so forth. So he goes in the kinder, and there he's bombing away, telling the ksus and the shnei didim and vus and yetz, and all the kinder lights are looking on him. Wow, and they're all thinking about him. Did they understand anything? Why not? Because the mashpia did not have bedas the mekabel. The mekabel, it's lo matim. You're building something. You build a multi-trillion-billion-dollar house for an oni. It's lo olach b'chlal. You know, you're not hitting on the right nekudah. So therefore the mashpia, it's very, very important. Mashpia shahabedas. Therefore the nahi, the netzach hod yesod, is always klape the next part. We'll explain that a bit better later on. But always you have to understand that the next part always starts by the netzach hod yesod. Maybe it's not so clear. Again, the whole tafkid of this limud is to watch and to participate in building things. We're kabbalanim ourselves. We're building blocks. We're using these koichas. We're manipulating these koichas to build and build and build and build and build. More patsufim, more lamas, and so on and so forth. As we'll see that soon. And the technical way we'll see it is that always the nahi of the patsuf elyon, the netzach hod yesod of this big patsuf, will be the building blocks for the next oilam, next patsuf. Okay? Abazoi taka, that makes sense why the mashpia has to have bedas when he's doing the pool of mamish in a netzach on your soul. The binyan, he has to have a bedas, the makabel, because taka, this will be the next world that he's building. The netzach on your soul. Because eventually taka, that netzach on your soul will become the new world. And it will have esesfiris, that netzach on your soul will have esesfiris. It will be transformed into a new part of it.
So what the earlier spheres? So they're too much for the Makabal.
Which earlier spheres?
The Chesed Gevurah Tiferes. He's made the binyan in Machshava, or he hasn't.
And the Poel also the Chesed Gevurah Tiferes. That's also building the Poel.
It's too big now.
It's too big. So he's mitzamtzim all that to the Netzach Hod Yisro. Then
we still do it.
Again, the Netzach is the tzad, the Pu'ula Shebo in giving. The tzad Hod is to hold back. And the sad yisod is to the mizug between the netzach and the hod. Again, the pool of chetzit shabo and the pool of gur shabo, and this is the pool of what we call the pool of the rachamim, which is the mizug of both of them. Okay, is that more or less clear?
Oh, so he's making, you made a building right along with the his written mashal, but my says he has to think already of his so malchus.
Yeah, but you see, but poel mamish benetzel ahod. That's when it comes out.
Because chesed, you'd always be good. But sometimes it's good for a tzaddik that you should have ra. So netzach, we give a mokim what's really good for him. Which sometimes it's a sorry, whatever. And the opposite with hoyt. Sometimes good things will get bad.
Yeah. I didn't define what chesed means. I didn't decide define what good.
Giving good things. But
giving good, but like you say, good could be for his toel is something which is phenomenal. That's what we call one erech. There's a big klal in Chochmas Emes called Erke Kenuyim. Erke Hakenuyim, Arochim. When we speak about a particular fashion, as we did now, the kachabd, the chagat, and the pu'ula with the netzach hod yisod, that's only speaking in one perspective. That's how we can look at it. I don't want to confuse you, but we'll need to introduce these concepts to understand what the Ariza, because the Ariza seems to be stressing himself many, many times over, sometimes in the same line, using the same terminology for many different things. Well, make up your mind. Is Bina mean this or Bina means that? So, you know, and then he changes his terminology from Bina to Ima, from Patsufim to Sfiras, and he's constantly mixing and putting together other concepts that don't seem to be necessarily connected. And the answer to that is that there's a musik called Erkei Kenuyim. An example is what we've given now. Like we said, the Chabad is the more the Machshov, the Mochim, the Pu'ula bit is the Chagat, and the Nahi is Klapi the Mashpia. Otherwise, we can look at it in a different way. We can say the Eses Sfiras, or say the Nine Sfiras, from Chabad, Chagat, Nahi, is all the Machshov of the Mashpia. All the death of Mashpia. But he has to take in consideration the last sphere of Malchus. That will be the new Paltzuf. That will be the new Paltzuf together. Okay, not to get into too much detail. But we'll see that the Ariza shifts our attention depending on what he wants us to look at the moment. Does he want us to look at the sphere of Malchus, so he'll shift all our attention only to Malchus? Or does he want to shift our attention to the Nahi? And both of them are correct. Because we're looking at the same picture, but we're just focusing on different parts of the picture. Okay. Now, it's very important to understand that this is all Derech Nevuah, basically. What we're learning here from the Zohar, Rav Shimon Bar Yochai, and the Arizal, these are all things that were mekabel from Eliyahu Navi, from Dvarim Ruchnim, Malachim, you know. So how can you describe Dvar Ruchni? Dvar Bo, it's Leino. There's no Gashmi in Dvar Ruchni. Dvar Ruchni is the pshat is no Gashmi is there, right? There's no Be'etzim. It's very, very difficult, put it this way, to use Gashmi words, if you can say that, words which are Gashmi. We could, our whole language is based on Gashmias, so therefore that's what the language is based on. Table and chairs, and that's all Dabar Gashmi. To explain Dabar Ruchni, so how do we go about it? So the Ariza gives two ways how he's going to explain Dabar Ruchni. One is through the cloud of a pasuk in Iyov called Besori Erzeloka. That from the Bosa and the flesh, and the Atzomas, from the Ganze Tzura of the Bnei Adam, you can take a see a Dabar Ruchni. The shlog is the example of a hand. That what we consider to be our hand is really not our hand. That's not really an emistika hand. The emistika hand is what the koach of the yad is really lamala. So what is this, what we call the hand? It's only dugma ba'alma, mamash ba'alma, to give us an inkling of a koch of ayad, of a yad. Right? Because otherwise we have no shachus the any double ruchni. How can we explain anything lemala and the Eibushter Taka the Gaon says in Safin Tznusa in Zohar? This is clearly the ganzer tafkir of all the starshulus of everything that he built for us, and where we're standing here is only for the Gilu Hashem, in order to megale Yichud Hashem, to megale his pa'ulas double ruchni. So how do we go about to Megali? Something where we have no connection whatsoever. Tell us, we're built mamish b'tzelam elokim. B'tzelam elokim. The pasuk says in Bereishis, the beginning of on Bereishis, where we're tzelam elokim. Pshuta kamashmo. Pshuta kamashmo. That's one oifin to explain the double ruchni. Look at your group. You're having trouble conceptualizing more or less what we're speaking about. Look at the group. You have a right side to the group. You have a left side to the guf, you have two evorim, you have kehena, you have a head. So think about it. You have a keser on top of that, you have a keser chokhmah, then you have a chesed, this is your chesed, this is your gvur, your trunk is your tiferet, your right leg is your netzach, your left leg is your hod, your soid, and malchus is generally your wife. Okay, so you can conceptualize these things, and you can see this is the tzuva taken. What is the tzuva? How does it look like? How the patzuva? Are they one under the other? Are they one side by side? No, the betzelam elokim. That helps us. Helps us a lot. The other way to
it's just a moshe. You see, the
it's a moshe, rather, because there's no tzuva. Like we said, there's no tzuva. B'chlal up in leman. Anybody taken things of the tzuva up there, even though the psukim say Yad Hashem, Ozen Hashem, Yishma, all these psukim taken before Shem the Torah, all these volume, but rather, there's no suffering. B'chlal, the Rambam says klal, it's mamish. You koyf be'ika if you think there's any dove gashmi up there.
We're now describing not the Rosh Malin, but we're describing just the.
Yeah, even then Hoggis, there's no koiches that look like a yad. There's no we find a lot of midoshim says the yad came out, pick up the keys, you know, and so on and so forth. But it's all mashal b'chlam.
So the term that came is the term of the Hoggis of Benishvei and Nishvei.
Yeah,
term of the lomas up there, which are themselves only an oil of the inside.
Yeah,
I mean.
The all the answer that's very meduri because there's the end of then there's the all end of. Okay, yeah, in a chalam itake we will not b'chalal talk about the atzmius. That's the alakot. Second way is by oisus of the ha'aregel Torah. Aleph base gimel dalet hevav. We've always learned, you know, here darshanim how the gematrias and so on and so forth, and the aleph is split with the aleph the yud and avav and so on and so forth. That is not stam darshanim, you know, picking up things. This is taka built in the Zohar, it's built in the Arizal. That these are very, very powerful tools for understanding koichas. Aleph is a particular koich, base is a particular koich, and so on and so forth. And especially when you put them together, you're putting two koichas together. And we'll see where they originate, and so on and so forth. So those are the two basic ways how you explain Dvar Ruch.
This is
very important.
Yeah, the Chofetz Eisi is part of the Ilomas or not? Or it's a separate thing?
What do you mean by Ilomas?
See, is it part of all the Patsufim? Is it Chedek of them or Hemisphere? So it's nothing to do with it.
Well, we haven't really defined Patsufim or Ilomas or Spheres yet. We have to see where they come from and so on and so forth. But it's a way of describing the Ilomas. The koichas. The hashpots.
When I see an aleph, that is that they're licked in that this koich of the aleph. If I see an aleph in the Torah, it's actually coming from this thing, or it's just a mushroom.
I'm not following you.
If I see a base at the beginning of Bereishis,
yeah,
that base. Whatever you're going to describe lit in the base,
right,
is in the base of the word gracious.
Yeah.
Not just by a person, it's just a marshal. we made B'Tselem Elikim, so it's a moshul. I want to understand that.
The base is also a moshul.
Is it only a moshul, or is it more than that? Is the base in the Torah actually coming from? Is that a...
No? Like we said, there's no Dabar Gashmi. There's no oasis. There's no limbus. There's nothing.
Yeah. But this ois is actually
is a keli.
It is a keli.
It's a keli, and keli are in this world.
Right.
It's a clip, right? So, what you want to do is when you look at the base, you have to know that licked in the goof of that ois are very strong koyachas, a particular definite type of koyach.
Yeah. Masha inking by a person. It's only a moshul. Everybody knows that I haven't got in my right hand the chesed in my head. That's just part of the moshul. Whereas the letters in the Torah are
more defined. It's more
takadeh.
No, I don't see the difference, because whether you say it's a hand or it's a base, it's the same thing. It's a moshul. There's no base up there, and it's just telling you it's a moshul for a koach of a base. Just like the yad is a moshul for the koach of the yad, and what the yad represents, also the base is also the keli. It's a keli. Basically, just look at it as a keli. It's an empty keli, and licked in that keli is the neshama.
But are you not doing that? If I see a base in the Torah, then in that base is taka this koach. Why is this word written with a base? Because.
But in the yad as well, then same thing.
Not in my yad.
Yeah, in your yad. Yeah. All right, I didn't understand what you're talking about. Yeah, in the yad Israel, you have the exact same koach of in the yad shalema. No difference, except it's more gashmi.
Because that was in the Frechaim Zmarich all the time, that we are connected up there, and everything nice we do is mushpia up there. It means that our yad yamin has got a connection to up there, the yad yamin. That's what it means over there.
We'll see that every pu'ula that you make, everything that you say, has a direct influence l'mala. Or this Moshe Baruch Matyahu song, many, many years as a bochur in yeshiva, like we're like puppets. You know, all our limbs is like there's somebody pulling strings. It's not very meduig, because it's really the opposite way around. Because when I move something, it's actually moving something there. When I'm moving there, it's moving also. You know, all these koyches. Again, we live in a very illusory type of metzias. It looks like we're very netak from all things, and we have no ashpah, and what I'm doing now, what I'm speaking about now has no, you know, just you're listening to things, but it's not. It's mashpia, it's as a koich. It's sort of when you're moving a grain of sand. All the grains of sand move. There's those things. You have something, a container, you just pick the middle grain. Everything will be moved, eventually.
But it didn't make a difference whether you did it with... You picked up your little with the left hand and picked up the right hand. That's
okay, so it's a bad module, but I'm saying if you look into it, everything, why am I intuitive to do things with the right hand? Pick a broch with the right hand and the mabia and so on and so forth. Why is it? Because there's always chesed. You know, some people putting the right hand on the left hand. You know, the chassidim have their buttons on the right hand side, you know, on the left hand side, so the jackets. So all that's built on, all chassidim, everything's built on Kabbalah, because you're doing the chesed, you mean megaba the chesed on the gevur. It's called mitukadim. You matik, you want to lessen the gevur and be multiply the chassidim. It has a direct influence, no difference. And the pasuk says, B'Tzelem Elokim, it means it. Same way Elohim has koyachos, we also have koyachos. We just don't see them.
Because it's stuck with Reis and Bara Alma, right? Reis, the Rebbe Shem, he took the base, he took the letter to the Pashtas, and he couldn't know it's just... It's more than Moshe, but Moshe is not Moshe.
That's right, he used the koyachos, right.
The koyachos, having all that letter.
Yeah.
And you've been sure about it, that how the different letters make different parts of the Pashtuchim.
That's right. We'll see. We'll speak about it. We'll see how the development of the parts and the letters came about, and what did they represent. But again, those are the two different ways how.
Well, I appreciate what you're saying, that it comes out that the Magister Isis is more than a person. Rebbe Shem didn't take a person and create the world with a person.
He did.
Well, the person's not here yet. You mean Ozen Kadmon?
No, what is a person Bechor? A person is Eses Rios. A person is Koichos. Remember, the Untrus Shura is, at the end of the day, what is everything? It's just all. Just all. But you can shape the all in different ways. Depends what the Keli looks like. Right? So your Keli looks like that. Your Keli looks like that. But the all is all inside of us. All is all. There's no differentiation in the all. Whether you're going to put it in an ois, whether you're going to put it into an Adam or Behemoth, all these things, even anything Dabar Gashmi, a rock, a plant, all is all. There's no such thing which is the void of it. It's all there, Take. It's all there. There's no difference whatsoever. It's called Neranchi, there's different Chalokim, the Neshomas, Nefesh Wa, Nefesh Wa, Neshama Chai Yechida. All these things are found in every single living thing, or even non-living things. There's no such thing. Because it has to be that way. Because it's called Yichud Hashem. So Yichud. Everything is Miyachid back to Hashem. There's no Musig of Yesh Me'ayim Be'etzem. Even though we find these Lashoinis in Rishoinim and so on and so forth, where it was Mechunich with Yesh Me'ayim, but Yesh Me'ayim, Pshut Gemash Me'ayim, is something which is Ne'etak from its source. Something has come out, something new. In Kabbalah, we don't find anything new. It just looks like it's new. But it's never new. Because everything is attached to the Eibishter. And therefore, if it's attached to the Eibishter, it's a chelek of the Eibishter. Right. Okay. Okay, so we'll stop it here for now. We said quite a few klolim. And next time we meet, we'll see the Leshem inside. Taka brings this clothing that I spoke about. A few of them clone we'll see on the Rashash. And laat we'll get. You have to work on these musogim and keep on having this machshov in the back of your head that this derech of partzufim, which we learned the Arizal's Torah, is Taka a way of looking at everything bechlal and how everything is attached to Yichud Hashem. Okay. Good. Good.